welcome back to the Chamber Show here on WVOX 1460 on your AM dial or worldwide at WVOX.com. We wish you a happy Veterans Day. Thanks to all who served. Joining us today, our guests from New York Empire, as well as Diamond Wallerstein from the Chamber. Thank you all for being here. If anyone wants to call in, our call-in number is 914-636-0110. So thank you both, Jeff and Matt, for being here from New York Empire. For those that don't know, Jeff and Matt, along with all the other people from New York Empire, will be the Grand Marshal for the New Rochelle Thanksgiving Day Parade on Saturday, November 23rd. So be sure to come out. So, Jeff, tell me a little bit about Empire.
Well, Matt, the New York Empire are the professional ultimate frisbee team of New York, and we play right here at Joseph F. Vecina Field in New Rochelle. We are last year's 2019 national champions, and we are completely excited to be here in New Rochelle and doing the Thanksgiving parade this year.
Great. And I understand that at the start of the parade, you guys will be handing out free merchandise, discs, and 2020 ticket vouchers, so that's exciting. So those who are coming to the parade, be sure to try and get some tickets and a few discs. So how do you guys feel about being this year's Grand Marshal?
We're really excited about it. This town has done a lot for us in the last few years that we've been here, and we're happy to give back in any way that we can, and it'll be a total honor to be the Grand Marshals for the parade.
Sure. So you're located right here in New Rochelle. So why did you choose Vecina Field as the main field for where you play your games?
When the ownership of the team changed, the owners were based out of New Rochelle, and they felt that it was important to bring a professional sports team to the community, and New Rochelle is a great area, and they're, nothing fit better than Vecina Field, and we've been really fortunate to have that be our home base.
Yeah, great. It's a beautiful field. It was, just put into place and brand new a few years ago. So you guys, before we came on, you were emphasizing the community involvement here in New Rochelle. Can you talk a little bit about what the community can expect when coming in to see New York Empire and inquire about it?
Yeah, absolutely. There are a bunch of different things that community members can get from the New York Empire. First off, it's a very family-friendly environment at our games. Kids get in free. They have every year that we've done this, and we love having kids there. There will be halftime activities. There will be game time activations and activities for kids and families to get involved in that will be fun for them. As well as outside of the games and outside of the season, we run clinics for local area children, as well as we're going to run a camp this year.
Wow, very nice. And typically for the kids with their league or program, how long does that run? Like how long of a season is it?
Well, it depends on what they are taking part in. There are leagues around the area, but clinics that we've run, usually it's a couple days a week or a day a week that usually runs about 2 hours.
Okay, nice. So for those who are, most kids are, they're in school. Would you say it's elementary, middle, high school? Which ones do you mostly get?
Usually middle school and high school are the ages that we're targeting.
Okay. All right. So for those who are in school all day and, they have tons of extracurriculars, how do you work with that?
It's just another option that they could be, getting out and exercising and learning a new sport for. If they have the time and the want to learn a new sport and get out and exercise, then we're happy to, be there and fill that slot for them.
Great. And now, in terms of staffing, do you guys hire coaches from in and around the community? Are they from all over?
The beauty of the players on the team is that in a emerging sport like Ultimate, a lot of these players have had the responsibility of being the coaches or the captains or the presidents in various positions of their teams prior to getting to the Empire. So not only have these players been coaches before, but the majority of these players have continued throughout the last couple of years while playing on the Empire to also coach various other teams at the youth, the collegiate, and the club level. So we have a wealth of, you know, not only some of the best players in the country, but also some of the best coaches in the country on our team.
Okay. For those that are listening, if you'd like to call in, ask any questions about New York Empire or about the parade or anything else, our number is 914-636-0110. So before we came on air, I was looking around your website. I was pretty impressed that, you know, you guys have your own exclusive TV streaming service. So I was trying to look around, but most of the content was for members only. So, but I think that's really unique that you do that. And for those who are interested, you can go to their website. It's, $9.99 a month. You can watch anywhere. So can one of you tell me a little bit about that exclusive streaming service and what members could expect when subscribing?
Yeah, the AUDL TV platform was an initiative at the league level, and all the teams across the entire league have gone on board with it, and it's really driven the teams to improve the quality of their streaming, and it's given Ultimate fans something that has never really been available before. In the past, it was tough to get all the games aggregated into one location, as well as, you know, there were games that didn't make it onto the live streaming platform. So, you know, to give access to Ultimate fans every single game of for home or away teams for the entire season with HD cameras and high-level audio and graphics, has been a real game changer for the league, and the popularity of it has only grown. Last year was our first official year of having AUDL TV.
Wow.
And, you know, there was steady growth throughout the whole year, and we got a lot of really good feedback. And I think that moving forward into 2020 and 2021, you're just going to see a continued evolution of the quality of the streaming, the audio, the graphics, you know, in-game information about other games that are going on around the league. So as the platform grows, the quality of it for the fans and the consumers is going to improve as well.
Wow, very cool. So, Jeff, can you tell me a little bit about how you got involved in New York Empire and how you started? I know you mentioned you are a captain for the past few years. Yeah, just tell me a little bit about that.
Sure. So I went to the University of Massachusetts Amherst in college and played Ultimate there. And I essentially got recruited out of college to come play for the Empire. And there wasn't, you know, an opportunity I would be happier with. This is a great opportunity for me. I love being a part of this team. And for the past 4 years now, and this will be my fifth, I've been fully invested in this team. And I think it's a great group to be a part of. And that's why I've been captain for the last 3 years, able to put my full time and effort into it.
Okay, I'm just hearing now we have a phone call from the public. Good morning.
Hello. I had a question for the New York Empire.
Sure.
I was just a big fan. Jeff, you're probably one of my favorite Ultimate players. And I just wanted to ask, because last season you guys played the Raleigh Flyers, and it was just like probably one of the best Ultimate games I've ever seen. Looking into the 2020 season, who do you guys expect to play out of conference like that if you guys are going to do another game?
So, you know, there's obviously a lot of really talented teams in the league right now. And, you know, that Raleigh Flyers game was an excellent, excellent game. And, you know, we've been looking at some of the other signings that some of the other teams have been making. You look at Minnesota, they've made a lot of big moves. And, you know, I think it's natural for us to be interested in going to play a team out in the Midwest that we've never played before, and you know, or trying to get away early in the season when the weather is bad up north, maybe down to something like a Austin or a Tampa where we can maybe play in a little bit nicer weather instead of you know, snow up in Toronto in April.
So Midwest team, are you guys like thinking Chicago, the Wildfire, or Indy, the kind of get a rematch of your semifinals?
I think that, yeah, we're looking at a team maybe like Chicago. We haven't played them in the last few years. Or as Matt has said, Minnesota got a lot of new signings. So there's a lot of talent out in the Midwest right now, and I think any of them we'd be happy to play.
Awesome. Well, thanks for taking my call, and I wish you guys the best of luck for the 2020 season, and I'll try to make it out to the parade. Go Empire.
Thank you, sir, for calling in. All right. Well, glad we got a caller in from the public to ask you guys some questions. So, again, if you have, if anyone from the public would like to call in, our number is 914-636-0110. So before the call came in, Jeff, I was talking to you about your own experience with New York Empire. Do you hope to get more teams going in the future, expand the league, expand, you know, further than the Northeast?
I think that the expansion of the league is always a good thing as long as it's done in the right way and with the right people. I think the ownership here in New York has done an incredible job and is a really great leader for the whole league to follow behind. Right now there are 21 teams in the league, and that has changed over the years, and we'll see if it continues to grow and have successful teams, and I think it will.
Great. Matt, so tell me about your involvement in New York Empire, how you got involved initially and how to where you are now.
So I played a little bit in college, not as prestigious of a program as a lot of the players on the team. I went to Miami University in Ohio, and, you know, I had a lot of responsibilities there, which has helped me to fill in a lot of the roles that I do nowadays with the Empire. And I started out in 2013 as a player. I didn't even know that I was really going to keep playing Ultimate, but I went to a tryout, just like the ones that we have coming up. Yeah. And, you know, I happened to make the team, and I've been here for the last 7 years. And over that period of time, I've worn a lot of hats. You know, I'm still playing at this point, but, you know, with guys like Jeff and other players coming in who are in their early 20s, and, you know, they've been playing since they're 12 now. You know, it's a much different sport than when I started playing. And I do a lot of the general management of the team as well. And, you know, I've been fortunate enough to have a hand in a lot of different places over the years on the team.
Great. All right, we are now into break, so thank you for listening to the Chamber Show. We'll be right back.
Defenders of our freedom.
Freedom is one of the deepest and noblest aspirations of the human spirit.
Today, we salute America's military heroes.
It's about freedom.
WVOX Worldwide.
1460 WVOX.
Welcome back to the Chamber Show. I'm Matt Ricker, here with Diamond Wallerstein and Jeff and Matt from New York Empire. We air every second and fourth Monday at 11 a.m. If you would like to call in, our number is 914-636-0110. I understand we have another caller on the line. Good morning.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Okay, so I have a question for the New York Empire. You guys said that kids get in for free. I have a kid. What are the ages to get in for free?
Well, our official tickets say kids 12 and under get in free. But, you know, for the most part, if there's a kid who's excited and they've never been to a game before, you know, we're happy to let them in for free. And, you know, we look for them to be accompanied by a parent, of course. But, you know, pretty much any kid gets in free.
Awesome. And then when is your guys' first game?
So our games are going to start in April of this year. We play through the first week of April, and our season generally finishes up around the middle of January for our home games. And then we're going to have between 6 and 7 of them throughout the year this year.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am, for calling in. I just wanted to ask you guys about the tryouts coming up for 2020. They're taking place on January 18th from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the Sono Fieldhouse at 365 Dr. Martin Luther King Drive in Norwalk, Connecticut, 06854. So can either of you tell me a little bit about what the tryouts will be like and what the procedure is for that?
Absolutely. Yeah, as you said, the tryouts will be a three-hour long process. There will be a couple of open tryouts and then closed tryouts after that. So anyone is welcome to sign up and attend the first open tryouts. And we'll be looking for athletic, hardworking players that came in shape and prepared to try out for the team. Anyone is welcome. Anyone, even if they're new to the sport, can come check it out. And then we analyze and decide what players will be invited to the next tryouts and move towards creating our team after that.
Great. So if you guys can explain again what exactly Ultimate is so that our viewers can understand.
Yeah, so Ultimate Frisbee is one of the fastest growing sports in the U.S., and it is a sport that combines skills of a lot of different sports that we all know and love. It has a open field that's played on a football field, but the movement is more like soccer, where you have to pass the disc back and forth to advance it up the field and then eventually into an end zone to score a point. There's defense played against you the whole time, and that's, again, similar to the aspects of football.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. So you guys can follow New York Empire on Instagram or Twitter. Their handle is at Empire Ultimate, and then on Facebook for New York Empire, right? Okay. And then they are located at 92 North Avenue, right here in Rochelle. If you have any further questions, you can email them at info@nyempireaudl.com. And then if you'd like to purchase some merchandise, you can head over to their website, empireultimate.myshopify.com. So take note of those links. Thank you both for joining us today and explaining about your wonderful organization, and thank you for all that you do for the New Rochelle community. Yes. We look forward to having you at the New Rochelle Thanksgiving Day Parade on the 23rd. So be sure to come out for that. So Jeff and Matt, thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And that is the Chamber Show today, wrapping up. We're on every second and fourth Monday at 11 a.m., so be sure to tune in then. Thanks for joining us. I'm Matt Ricker, and we'll see you next time on the Chamber Show.